Get ready. The draft is Tuesday. That sounds silly, but the NBA draft is Tuesday already.
I keep forgetting it's coming up so quickly.
Isn't it weird? And as we said, and first round's Tuesday, second round's on Wednesday. As we had said on our show, get ready. As soon as the NBA finals are over, it's game on in the NBA offseason, and Sam will have some great insight for us at 1 o'clock. I'm Jeff Phelps. Spencer German's in for Andy today. Meredith behind the glass, and you can join us at 216-474-0092. Major League Baseball has always had an interesting, to me, it's the most interesting developmental league of the biggies. In the National Football League, there are so many, you know, so many players on a roster, you know, and you include practice squad and injured guys and everything else. You got 90 guys. You got a lot of guys. In the NBA, you don't have very many, and you can find guys overseas, and now there's the G League and everything else. But it's real tough. And yes, you can develop players in the NBA, but the NBA is made up of star players who usually go high in drafts, usually. But in Major League Baseball, you've got layers of players. Didn't mean for that to rhyme. but you have layers of players, and it's not as many as there used to be because they trim back, you know, minor league baseball, the affiliations. Yeah. But there are still guys trying to get in and playing independent league and playing overseas and everything else. But they used to have 50-some rounds in the draft, and they don't have 50-some rounds anymore. It's 20. And with all the labor stuff coming up, Major League Baseball is throwing out the idea of completely overhauling the draft system. And Spencer, I think this is really kind of fascinating, and it kind of narrows things. We'll go over some thoughts on it, but they're adding some structure to things that didn't have structure.
Yeah.
And one of the key aspects of this, and we'll get to the international stuff, they want to eliminate high school players coming out and getting drafted.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating.
That's tough.
Yeah, I know my high school, which I'm from Rochester, New York. There was a kid I think he was 2 years behind me, who got drafted by the Yankees out of high school. And I always thought, you know, it was so fascinating how some of those prospects get selected that way.
Yeah.
We've also heard, you know, I've always thought it was a tough situation when you're one of those guys, because sometimes those players are all of a sudden being told, hey, we're going to draft you and you're going to get generational wealth like immediately. Like, we're going to sign you for $3 million, whatever it is.
Which, by the way, is small potatoes compared to what's down the road. But if you're a high school kid, how do you turn down $3 million?
Like, yeah. It's especially depending on what your situation is,
yep,
and your lifestyle, how you grew up. Like, sometimes that's hard to say no to. And so these players go, but maybe they would benefit from going to college first or going somewhere else and developing first. Because once you're like in the majors, it almost seems like, yeah, like they have the minor league system, but I don't know if the minor league system is really set up for truly like get letting guys just develop. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it almost feels like it's always just like a race to get to the majors. Whereas in college, it kind of is this in between where, and obviously the NFL has mastered this with their connection with college football,
without having to spend money on their own developmental system.
Where it's like you kind of get some time to get seasoned and marinate a little bit. I saw that part of this too was
marinate a little bit.
Part of this too was you won't be able to. I think it's like after your sophomore season, I believe it was, is when you'd be able to come out. It would make college players eligible after their sophomore year. So essentially, you're sort of expanding how long they have before they can actually come into the majors.
They would put an age limit on it.
Yeah.
You'd have to be 20 years old to be drafted.
And in some respects, it helps the teams too.
Without question, because they're not wasting money on high school kids who might not pan out.
Right. And that's kind of, I think, the thing they're trying to eliminate is like these empty promises from teams thinking like, oh, we found the next Babe Ruth and he goes to, you know, Chagrin Falls High School, and we're gonna snatch him. We're gonna get him on a deal now, and sort of agree to this behind closed doors with a handshake agreement. And then it doesn't actually pan out that way. I mean, even like Billy Beane, right? Like his story was that he got signed out of high school and then didn't pan out, and then he became one of the better executives in the game. But you know, it's I can understand the direction behind what baseball's trying to do here. They're also changing, as you mentioned, some of the international part of this. And honestly, just overarching, like, and I guess the MLB's proposal is always going to be more of like what the fans want anyway. But I do feel like a lot of what I've seen from all the CBA proposals so far that have come out from the MLB side,
yeah,
it feels like they've been pretty reasonable. I understand why the players' union is going to push back on certain things, and they don't want their money capped and all that, and there's certain things that they don't agree with. I think the international part of this is maybe the bigger discrepancy with this specific conversation for the players' union. But I do feel like a lot of what's been proposed feels fair and reasonable for the game and for what people want to see.
Guess who disagrees with you?
The players' union.
There you go. I know you're stunned at that. Before we give you some of the specifics on this, here's what the MLBPA said about the proposals. Today, MLB made another set of proposals that are flat out bad for baseball. Ones that would cripple the next generation of players and damage the future of our game. Here's what they want to do. And these are some of the highlights of the MLB proposal. Minimum draft age for, and they divide it into two. Minimum draft age for domestic players, 20 years old. 20 years old.
Yeah, and that annoyed the players union because they're like, how are you saying domestic players have to wait till they're 20, but international players can still come in once they're 18? Because for the international players, it's still going to stay eight, or it's going to be 18.
Which now it's 16.
Yeah.
For international players.
It's crazy.
And so they want to kick that up to 18. They also want to institute an international draft.
Yeah.
Now that one to me is kind of fascinating, because the international player has always been like the wild, wild west. You know, you scout a kid when he's 14, you follow him, you give him money, you send him to your academy, you know, and he's getting an education while also playing baseball. Yeah. It's been a system that's probably benefited the international player, maybe more. But they kind of want to rein that in and corral that.
Well, and we were talking about this during the break a little bit. My understanding of how the international, you know, player pools and the scouting of these guys goes is that you got teams that go down when these kids are like 10, 11.
They start following them really, really young.
And they start agreeing to these like behind closed doors handshake deals of, hey, when you're 16, we're gonna get you.
You're coming in.
And there's
come to our academy.
There's other shady characters that get involved and try to like say, hey, when you sign, like, I'm taking 30% of your money to be your agent or whatever, and they can kind of be manipulated, and that's not fair. Like a 10-year-old kid, can you imagine like having to make all these big decisions like that at 10? Like it, so I do think there's value in baseball trying to police this a little bit better and make it more structured. What's the happy medium, I guess, with what the players union wants is the key question. And that's probably where they have to be fair too, Jeff. Like, it makes sense for baseball to put out now what they're shooting for the stars with their proposals right now. They're like, in an ideal world, this is everything that we want. And that's how you should start a negotiation.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you sort of walk things back as you guys start to negotiate and you find that happy medium. So it's good that they're setting the bar at a certain level and they can kind of talk about it. Whether or not we get a solution is what remains to be seen. But this draft stuff is obviously a big part of this for sure.
A couple of the other things that they have proposed in this, the ability to trade all draft picks, but only for a year out.
Andrew Berry wouldn't like that one.
No, I don't think so. Maximum signing bonus of $10,000 for undrafted players. And, you know, like if a guy goes through the draft, used to be you had 50-some rounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody got drafted.
Right.
Right. At least anybody who they thought might have the ability. Well, now it's only 20 rounds. And so a lot of kids who are going to be turning pro don't get drafted. And it comes into a little bidding thing. So they want to limit that. And international players getting more money. Reduction in the draft lottery. Right now it's at 6 teams. They want it to go to 4. And some other technical things. But, you know, imagine if high school players couldn't get drafted. You know, Connor Griffin in Pittsburgh came up. He was 19 years old. Jackson Churio was an international guy in Milwaukee. He was just a kid when he came up. Go back way many years. Robin Yount hit the majors at the age of 18. Well, he couldn't even get drafted now until he's 20. And if a kid's good enough to play, shouldn't he be allowed to play? That's where the yeah. Players Association is going to have some issues that they're going to be fighting like crazy. On the other hand, if you think about the structure that the MLB is trying to put in place, it eliminates the opportunity for financial misses.
Yes.
You know, and I understand well said. from a business standpoint, I understand that. You know, I mean, think about all the players in a major league system. You know, all the way down through the minors. All those guys are getting paid. Many of those guys got nice bonuses. And it's a big, to me, MLB has always been a big, bulky, cumbersome system in developing talent. It's cool. I love watching the talent develop. But, man, they used to have seven teams, you know? Mm-hmm. And you were fielding a team of 22 guys, I think it is, in the minor leagues, and have about 15 guys to play with your seven real prospects. And though I'm all for guys getting a chance to play, that's not good business.
No, and that's what I think is going to be interesting to how they kind of come to an agreement on this, because I do see the player's perspective of if a guy can play, he can play. I also think, and not that this is a reason for the players' union not to push back on it, but it's not like we don't have this in other sports, right, Jeff? Like, basketball for a long time, you could come out of high school.
Yeah.
LeBron was one of the last ones to do that. Obviously, I think Dwight Howard was the last one to do that. And then they changed it to where you have the one-and-done situation where you know, players have to at least go to college for 1 year. And I think, you know, people look at it as like a money grab, and I think that's probably fair. I also think the number of players who legitimately could actually leave high school and go be pros immediately was already pretty small. And I'm sure that's probably somewhat true for baseball as well. So I understand where they're coming from, where it's like, well, this number's probably not so massive that it's a huge issue, but I don't know. I guess in baseball, you do see more guys probably sign out of high school than any other sport. But they got to sort of strike a happy balance. I think... Again, I feel that baseball's intentions behind this stuff is well intended. Like I it feels like they're trying to do it to make sure they can kind of keep things structured and
financially
right and looking
doable
out
for them.
Right, and the players are still somewhat in mind where it's like we don't want these players not panning out. Like we want to give them more time to develop first. But it is largely financially driven where it's like these teams are just wasting money on guys that don't ever pan out. So that obviously is the biggest motivation. I don't know. This is yet another thing that gets added sort of to the pile here of
for the offseason, for the negotiations.
Yeah, for like, yeah. I'm glad that this stuff's kind of starting now because it gives me some hope that maybe by the time we get to March of next year, they can have something figured out.
And but, we actually have spring training.
Right. But it doesn't, I know the feeling around baseball is that that's probably not going to happen.